Like three favorite animals you wish you could touch, like not or like have touched or want to touch, or either.
We're rolling right now. You just wanna.
Oh, okay. Welcome back.
No, okay. We are, that's just conversations we have not on the podcast. Yeah, just like the animals. What animals do you touch?
That would be pretty like psychotic behavior
It would be.
if it wasn't being recorded. We are rolling though on video too.
We
Oh, yeah,
are.
we are.
Yeah, we are.
I don't know why I didn't
So.
believe you. You're very
It was
sneaky.
very sneaky this time.
Sleight of hand.
I was trying to catch him. I was like, oh, Jake's saying something really weird. He's like, I love touching animals.
Expose him.
So, okay, let's just right off the bat, the trade triplet threes. We haven't really, what do we call it, dude?
It's something like that for
Yeah,
sure.
the trade triplet, triple threat.
The triple tray.
Yeah, the triple, the triplet, tr the trip, the triplet trade triple. That's
Oh.
it. That's it.
Oh.
Don't you think?
What'd you say?
The triplet trade triple.
Triplet tray triple. Hey, monsieur, I'm gonna be serving you today. Here's your tray of triple tr
Trip,
tr
trip,
threes.
a triplet tray triple on a tray.
Giddy that Chili's now,
The
135th in Antioch.
does people do people ever like make triplet jokes to you? Are you one of, are you a triplet? What is the last the surname triplet? What does that come from?
I assume that like
Okay,
way back,
you don't know.
no, I don't know.
One
I
would
assume that we
assume.
had triplets, like somewhere in my family, because your last name comes from something. Like it was like given to you at some point.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of Native Americans, like Bear Slayer.
Squatting dog.
Yeah.
Yes, he liked to poop
They definitely
outdoors.
did that. I think that's every person everywhere. They just kind of like, I don't know how. Yeah, I guess there's different languages, like Kennedy or, like, how was Kennedy? Was there an Irish word, Kennedy, that
Oh,
meant like
you don't know?
drinker? I just know it's Irish.
I mean,
Well, okay, I'll look it up. I'll look
Irish
it up.
dancer
What
is what
I.
it means.
Irish,
I'm surprised
that
you
would
didn't
make the
know
most
that.
sense. It means,
Yeah.
yeah, it means,
You seen this guy's TikTok?
yeah,
He's an Irish dancer.
I heard it means, one who swings his hips in a pub.
It used to mean grandfather clock, but then the people used to see the way that the old Kennedys would swing their hips back and forth, and then they're like, that reminds me of a grandfather clock.
Okay, this is the first thing that came up. The name Kennedy means ugly, misshapen head. And is of Irish origin. There's no way, dude.
Misshapen Irish head. What a goofus.
Okay, Kennedy, is it? This is Wikipedia, so you know it's true. Know what I hated growing up? We're pausing the triplet tray triple. They're like, you can't use Wikipedia. It's like the biggest website in the world, and I'm sure it's like 99.9% right, but it's what a wealth of information. I was told to avoid that.
Yeah, I get it if it was like, hey, don't trust Wikipedia if it's like an entry for your uncle or something. Like, yeah, who knows what that's going to say about
I
him?
had a buddy who was a history major, so it was just all his. I don't know why you get a degree in history. You just read, but
You do read.
it's just like you can just read this. It's like you can pay for us to just tell you to read this, or you can just read it on your own. So
Yeah.
he was like, yeah, they tell us not to use Wikipedia, but I just do it all on my stuff.
Yeah,
And he got his degree.
yeah, he's fine. Wikipedia is fine. Good
Kennedy,
website.
Wikipedia is a unisex given name in the English language. The name is an anglicized. See with that
Anglo is like
it's the
European,
practice of
like.
modifying foreign words to understand in English. Cool. It's a masculine given name in the Irish language. Okay. According to Patrick Hanks,
Tom Hanks' old relative.
yes, the Irish name is composed of two elements. The first, Cian, means head. The second, Aidé, means ugly.
I
Dude,
want to
I'm
look up
just
mine.
learning this live. I'm Trey Uglyhead.
Misshapen too. Not
Yeah.
just ugly, but something's a little off symmetrically.
It says meaning. Oh. So it goes on. It gets a little better. He says that it could go on to the meaning could be like so kind of like ugly head or could be categorized as like hard headed, helmet headed, like armor. So actually, I'm a
Oh.
warrior.
You're like very stubborn when you go into
Yeah.
battle, hard-headed.
Yes, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Yeah, what's triplet, dude? You have no idea?
Family name, origins, and meanings. English, it says unexplained.
Nice.
It in part it may be this It could be from the French triplet, a reduced form of triplet. A derivative of the old French verb tripier, to hop or to skip.
Oh.
Hence, a nickname for a dancer or acrobat.
So yes!
I'm the dancer.
Jake Dancer, Trey Uglyhead. We're here at your service.
An acrobat.
Heck yes. Acrobat. Just a skipping jolly yes, boy.
5, 6, 7, 8. Hey. Let's go. Go. Go.
My
go.
Head is huge.
Podcast.
My head is misshapen. I do have like a small dent somewhere.
I'm scared to ever go bald because I know that my head is disgusting.
Yep.
Probably got freckles on it and like is... You see, like, some weird veins.
Yeah, like a hole here, and there's a dent somewhere. I don't think it'd be pretty.
How's the size of your head? Like, when you wear a fitted hat, how is it?
I think it might be a little above average, but...
Mine skews large.
I'm, if I remember correctly, I was something like 7 3/8.
Oh, that's large.
Yeah?
That's large.
It is?
Yeah, good for you. Yeah, you're a Kennedy, a Kennedy.
What about you?
Do you
even
forever.
Wear hats?
Yeah, that's
stay
the thing.
Your head with you skipping all around town.
Yeah, it's hard to find a hat that'll stay on when I'm moving.
Wait, do you know what your size is?
I think it was just 7 1/4. 7 1/4.
Yeah, that's a good size.
Yeah.
7 3/8, I think. I feel pretty good about. Back when you had to get the size, fitted hats were all the rage, dude. I had, you know, the flat bills.
Yeah, keep the sticker on. Mm-hmm. Listen to a lot of Nelly, probably.
Yeah.
Good times.
Keeping the sticker on.
Okay, so a triple tray. Trey triplet.
Yes. I was going to say something else. I don't remember.
We'll circle back to
hate
it.
When that, that's a big pet peeve.
That
you know,
sucks.
It's right there. Like, oh, I had something I wanted to say so bad, and now I don't know.
Do you have deja vu happen to you very often? Because that also is
I haven't
weird.
Had that happen in a long time. Maybe because this is a pandemic and it hasn't happened in 100 years, but that is a very bizarre.
I wish that could be explained to me.
Yeah. I wish I could understand
that. I wish someone, like, God, if you're listening, well, I don't care about curing cancer or the children in Africa, but explain deja vu to me.
It would be nice to just wrap my head around that.
I know I probably won't be able to understand it because it's very complicated and scientists can't understand it, but please tell me.
Thank you.
Maybe. Amen.
Great. All right. The triplet tray, triple.
So this week it is your three animals to touch.
To touch, excluding dog, because I feel like
that's a given.
Yeah.
Okay. Three favorite animals to touch.
You start off first, so I'll go. Three favorite animals to touch. One of mine, top, has to be at maybe a petting zoo or somewhere where this is encouraged. You hold the feet in your hand while the.
What is this kind of?
No. You hold the food in your hand.
Oh, the food. Food. They said the feet.
No.
I was like, what can you hold in your hand?
You grab three of the four. Now you put a little food in your hand, and the llama. Just, or probably more like, we'll go with mule, actually. Mule is probably more what I've been around. And they get in your hand, and you feel their whiskers and their tongue on your hand, and it low-key feels really nice.
It's warm, too.
Yeah.
Warm breath.
And it's just, their lips are moving, they're delicate, and you're just... giving them life. That's
yeah,
one of mine.
That tongue is like a paintbrush, just scattering the canvas of my hand. It's just getting everything.
It's amazing. And just the total trust of like, you could just rip my hand off, but just take your little sugar cubes, baby.
All you're doing is kind of snorting and sniffing in my hand. So thank you.
It's nice.
So this is animals we have touched.
No, not necessarily at all.
Okay.
You can say woman.
You my animal is a Homo sapien of the female descent, human woman.
Can't wait.
Someday, God's second prayer would be for that. Okay, well, I was thinking a white tiger. I know they probably feel the same as a normal tiger, but I feel like it's part of the experience. No?
There's no way they do.
It's way better.
Yeah, it's like the Narnia witch of the... of Siberia.
Yes, for sure.
That's what they call them.
And now that I think about it, I bet it is different because the white tigers are like Siberian, like you said, Wicked Witch, and they're in like colder climates, so I bet it's thicker. So yeah, actually I'm validating my point even more. Those things white. Would be nice.
Is that like an albino tiger, or there's like a whole brand of white tigers?
I think it's a brand. It's a subsidiary of the tiger of Big Tiger.
I don't know those.
I don't think they're albino.
Do you remember what's all that? It's like genus, species,
phylum.
Trivia guy. You are good at trivia. You remember
Dude,
this stuff.
I know science
genus,
stuff.
Genus, species, phylum.
That's it.
Okay, cool. I wouldn't have remembered phylum.
I know it's a word.
Yeah, we had to memorize so much bizarre stuff growing up when you think about it. Surely they're changing that curriculum these days with the internet. Like, yeah, if you want to know this, just Google it. Because back then you couldn't. It's like, I would have never done that. Like, yeah, you should know all this, just Google it, but we're going to teach you how to, like, do math and read and have good grammar and, like, get insurance.
Science is going to become only dissection because everything else can be Googled. It's like, if you want to see a frog and its insides, come into class. If not, just Google it.
Did you dissect a frog?
We went owls.
Owls?
So lame.
Oh, that's brutal. You're like, yeah, out in the country, we went deer. We had to crack the breastplate.
And we were pretty poor school districts. So you had to bring your own.
Owl? So,
yeah, it was not easy.
Stay up all night.
Yeah.
And those things, they fought back.
Yeah, they knew. They talked amongst themselves. They had a little sleeper cell going where they knew.
Like, owls are like this big, right?
They're large.
That'd be traumatizing, dude. It's
pretty like big.
Dissecting a beagle.
Yeah, like, okay, my parents said my dog went to live on a farm, and this is looking an awful lot like Sparky.
Beagles are the cutest, nicest. Guys, we're dissecting beagles today.
Like, what? There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
What?
What was the owl like?
I remember we would, like, look at its waist to try and see what it had been eating. Yeah. Which is by far the least cool part of dissecting something. Like, let's look at its poo.
Did you enjoy that? I feel like a lot of students did, but I was like, I don't want any part of this. This is so gross.
I wasn't that much of like the stereotypical like macho high school guy that loved like that kind of stuff. Yeah,
believe it or not, as we're in here podcasting.
So I was doing my little dance number. Yeah. Can you believe that?
Yeah. Can you believe that, dude? We the most intense we got were earthworms.
What is there to see in an earthworm? But
I didn't know this till we did this. I've never seen them
open a shoelace.
But like earthworms this big.
That's cool.
That are like this big around. They look like the evil
like a pole
giant worm in SpongeBob. SpongeBob again.
Still haven't seen it. I'll watch it for next episode.
So that was kind of like repulsive, but you just like slid them open and you'd like
slid them open?
Slit. Oh. They had a zipper on it. And you tear them open. And I remember just basically being like, yep, their stomach's full of soil. And then that's
this is for sure an earthworm.
Yeah.
Next.
I don't really get the point of. Dude.
It would be cool. Yeah, I mean, just to see an earthworm. I doubt I've seen one that's like that big. So that's cool.
Yeah. Science class always reminds me of this one kid in our class who's probably made me laugh harder than anyone in my whole life. Like one time in class, he was messing around and accidentally busted off one of the lab faucets and water shot to the ceiling, dude. Like 13 feet up. Just
that's great.
Like
high school.
Skyrock, just going nonstop. And he was like trying to like cover it. And just going everywhere. And they're like, what? I remember we had as a lot of teachers are, kind of weird lady who always, she liked to play her swing music. She's like, I'm a swing dancer. She's like playing swing music.
I'm a swinger.
I don't even know what that meant at the time. He goes, why we listen to swingers music? Are you a swinger? And I remember laughing. I didn't even know what it meant. Honestly, until 5 years later. But oh, dude.
Before we even said that, I was going to ask, like, were your science teachers normal?
So that one wasn't. And then one actually was. He was kind of known as like the teacher in the school. I guess he had won like national awards. Like he was actually like a really well-respected teacher.
Like an October Sky. A good
teacher.
Kind of character.
I don't know if like less of like, I'm a mentor you look up to. He was just like a good teacher and like smart.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Teachers like, okay. Probably aren't. But a lot of ones I had weren't. I did think back and tell the story recently. There's this kid I knew in my class. His last name was Ruff. Ruff.
Okay.
So I don't want to say his full name. I don't know if that's weird. That was no one cares. Let's do this podcast. But he'd be like, his name is Timmy Ruff. And every day at class, he'd go, Timmy's mom likes it rough. And the whole class would laugh. And he did it every day, dude.
Every day?
I guess that would have been like, 10 years ago. So back then, I guess that was fair game. But
Timmy's mom
likes it rough. He was like a funny guy, but it's like I'm sure he's not saying that anymore.
There's other ways to make jokes.
Yeah, dude.
Jeez.
Or when I remember like when we started graduating, you'd hear weird stories of like we're freshly out of high school, so some of these girls are 18 and like not their student anymore, and they'd be like hitting them up on Facebook.
Like, oh, no oh. way.
Wow. So that's
my last name isn't Ruff, but you can still call me that.
Yeah.
Later.
Yeah. A lot of
huh.
times are changing, I guess. No more you can't tell a teenager's mom likes it Ruff jokes anymore.
Yeah. Taking all the good stuff away.
All the okay.
Remember the back still not done on school. Yep. I'm thinking back to just like there were so many stepping stones of just grade school, middle school, high school, where it's like, you're going to learn this because once you get here, they're not going to take it easy on you. So like cursive. That started in like elementary school. You got to learn cursive because once you're in middle school,
that was the biggest lie of my life.
You're only going to write in cursive. And then it was like in high school, like, oh, you have to like cite all your sources and do all this because in college, they're not going to do that.
It was like the biggest. My parents, I think, like orchestrated this massive scam where they like, I think they like hired a middle schooler to come in when I was in fifth grade and they'd be like, yeah, I have 3 hours of homework every night. That's what it was. Every next step, apparently I was going from 10 minutes of homework to 3 hours.
Yeah.
That's what I thought every year because they kept telling me. Did that happen to you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, oh, wait till you get to high school. These kids, I mean, especially, you know, we're going to put you in these advanced classes. Like, I mean, you're going to come home, you're going to study, you're going to go to bed. That's kind of what it's going to be.
Like the typical thing. Gosh. The teachers are always like, now, I'm going to let you know that this is not how I wanted it formatted, but just know when you get to insert whatever, great, didn't matter.
Yeah.
When you get to whatever, they're not going to be as nice as I am.
Dude,
I was a senior in college. Turns out professors are still nice.
Yeah.
They're still good people.
Yeah, I remember the thing preached to me, dude. Oh, I'll never forget this. In college, okay, you know, a tardy might slide there here and there in high school, but in college, you're late. Door's locked. You're just out of luck. That's what my parents would tell me. That's what people would tell me. Like, okay. And so, of course, you know, I'm not one who's great with directions at all. But, you know, you're new to a campus and you're kind of like, oh, I have class here. And, of course, I like went to the wrong building. So, like, oh, shoot. And I'm rushing around. I'm like, and I'm about to fall apart. I'm like, I'm going to be late. And
locked
I was
out.
Late. And I remember something out of a movie where I was like trying the front door, like, and it just opened. And I walked to the building, and I found my classroom, and I was like, oh, this is so embarrassing. And it's like, the teacher was like still like getting situated. I mean, who cared?
It's not even half full yet. Like, yeah. I got my pick of the litter.
It's like, oh my gosh. And the teacher's like, my name's John. Freaking call me John. Don't call me professor or anything. I'm John. Like, what? I'm only like 5 years older than you guys. And I was like, this is chill, dude. It's like, I thought I was going to base camp.
Yeah, they're like, you can call me whatever, you could show up whenever, you're paying for it. So if you want to sit here and be on your phone, you can. I'm like,
yeah,
this is not what they told me in high school. I love the idea of your parents hiring a middle schooler to like scare you straight.
I mean, I remember.
Tell them about the cursive.
Tell them. Yeah, and to think back of high school, I woke up at like freshman year, dude, because the older kids practiced basketball after school. So freshman basketball was before school.
Okay.
We practiced like, I want to say, like, I think it was at 6 or, like, 6:30.
Yeah.
I was getting up at 6 every day. I'll never do that again in my life. I had to do that the other morning because Katie had a work thing. That's one of the bad parts.
Bummer,
she's
dude.
She's like, I got to get up at 6. Will you sleep in the guest room?
We got a guest room. We got couches.
No. And so, yeah. And to think, I was, like, 6:30 to – and then – you know, and then you have this weird layover where it's like, yeah, you're a freshman, but they're like, if you're like one of the better freshmen, they're like, you know, it would probably be in your best interest to stick around for the after school practice too if you really want to, you know, be a high level varsity athlete and all that crap. For a while there, I was like 6:30 to 5:30, and then they're threatening me with 3 hours of homework. I'm like,
I can't.
I mean, Tim Cook doesn't work this much. It's
probably
crazy
not.
What high school, you know, Ryan, a former roommate, he's come on the Correct Opinions once, but he was like one of those like way too into school guys, and he came into college with like 60 hours of credit. Like he came into college as a junior.
Wow.
So he's like way
junior?
Too into. Yeah, dude. Because it's 30 hours a year.
Yeah.
If you, and he, because he just, I think he was fed that and he really bought into it. It was like, and then he got to college. He's like, this is way easier than what I was doing in high school. And then, and now work, he's like, he maintains that high school is and probably always be like the most difficult couple of years of his life.
Really?
When he took all those AP classes, he's like, I've never been that busy in my life and I never will be.
Jeez.
And I think that happens for a lot of kids. We're like, there's high school and then you get to college. I'm like, yeah, I have to go to class for a total of 8 hours a week.
Yeah.
And then maybe I have 5 hours of studying. Like, I'm chilling.
On Thursday, I have one thing and it's 45 minutes long. This granted, is crazy.
Granted, it sounds like we both, you know, we didn't go to Princeton, but.
Yeah. It wasn't the bell of the ball, but.
That is funny. So Katie went to Georgia Tech, which I didn't know is, it's like a top, it's a top school.
Go Yellow Jackets.
So being around her and her friends, it's hilarious because I went to O State, you know, we were like, How do I figure out how I only have class Monday and Tuesday? You know,
yeah. And homecoming. Weekends. Got and, a yeah, yeah. big homecoming.
So, and just talking with her friends and their, you know, when we reflect on college, we just talk about like, yeah, dude, remember we used to go to the bar every Monday and then not Tuesday night because Wednesday morning we did have class and then Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday, you know, just like no responsibilities at all. Mm-hmm. Just running around town and talking to her friends of like, reflecting on college almost like, yeah, that sucked.
Wow.
Yeah, so some people, when you, and you know, they all make more money than all my friends, so I guess pros and cons.
Yeah. I'm pretty happy with the way I did college, though.
Me too. I mean, we didn't need to go at all, but
it's yeah, still, it's, I'm still I'm paying really for glad it.
I did. I mean.
Yeah, opened a lot of doors. So my thing, I went to a Baptist college, so we definitely did have like the study tryhards, but it was always just like in like, theological like realms everything and it's just like I do not want that like we believe about 95% of the same thing right. And you guys are screaming at each other who cares who cares. Fair. I'm gonna go
college is as college becomes less and less of a reasonable choice it feels like yeah you should if you're gonna be like a like I don't know how many people need to go pay to get a strategic communications degree like, you know what I mean.
Yeah,
it feels like we're going away from that. I feel like more and more companies will not required as much. They just want like talented people. But how could you ever replace? I mean, all my best friends are because of college. Like,
yeah.
How do you replace them?
I know. Because, yeah, you don't want to tell someone not to go to college because it's like we have all these great memories. It's like you're gonna miss out on what I know was like the best 4 years. Yeah. You know, but it's like you don't need it that much if you're going into business. Probably.
Yeah.
Like my roommate, I'm proud of him for like making the decision. Like he basically decided like I don't want to pay all this money. And I already know I'm going into business. I already have a business. I'll just won't do it.
Yeah, probably.
Good for you, dude.
And that's, there's something different. I don't know if more fun, but equally fun in just a way different way of like your college, you're broke. You're like, this one bar in town has 75-cent beers. So let's go there and it tastes horrible. But you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're just like, have no responsibilities and no money. But then it's a different type of fun, but also very fun. You're like, oh, I can actually afford more than a dollar beer. Yeah. But I also have to like earn that money.
Wake up at 6 a.m. with my wife.
Yeah. It's freaking
forward one step, backwards one step. Anyway, what's your second animal you'd like to touch?
Okay. This second animal I'd like to touch would be a chipmunk.
Oh, I was looking at them yesterday. They're in my yard playing.
They are beautiful. I grew up in Oklahoma. No chipmunks there. Are there chipmunks in Farm, Missouri?
Yes.
Oh, interesting. So I get, maybe it just gets a little too hot a little more south of here. Because no chipmunks I've ever seen. I remember I'd go to New Hampshire. My grandparents lived in New Hampshire. And I remember, you know, 9 years old. And forget the beautiful trees and the ponds and the weather. Those chipmunks. I'm like, oh, I thought those were mythical creatures.
Yeah.
Adorable.
They're very small, very fast. Very they small, look like fast. Mouse with mice with hair.
They look like cute mice.
Yeah, very fast.
And there's plenty in my yard. And I want to grab one. I want to pet one.
Anytime I see like the squirrels and the chipmunks and like maybe a bird in the same yard at the same time, like in my front yard, I'm like, I feel like this is like a Disney movie happening right now. I don't want to interrupt.
My yard, my neighborhood, it's brimming with life. I don't understand it. There's bunny. I watch out. Literally, I opened my front door yesterday and 3 bunnies were sitting in my front yard.
That's awesome.
There are so many bunnies in my neighborhood and squirrels and chipmunks and birds. I don't know what's going on.
I bet you have foxes, too.
Yeah.
Our house, when it snowed back in January, went out to the driveway and had multiple prints. I'm not enough of a country boy to know what the prints were, but I texted them to other people, and they said it looks like it was a fox, a rabbit, and something smaller than that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't understand why there's so much wildlife in my yard. I'm kind of going to miss it. But, yeah, it feels like I'm in Snow White or something. Or what's the one with all the... Sleeping Beauty? No. Mary Poppins? Which one was the Disney movie where all the lights are... They're all the animals are flying
Shrek?
Around.
Shrek? Homeward Bound?
It's been forever Dalmatians? Since
I've... We're caught in that one. Probably Snow White.
Probably.
She had seven dwarves. Imagine how many animals she would have.
Yeah, true.
I do remember about animals in your neighborhood. When we first started working together, you were like, I have this one idea that maybe we'll do someday, which we did end up doing someday. You're like something about squirrels.
Yeah, it's a squirrel. So many
and
squirrels.
I didn't really understand it. And then once I started coming here more, I was like, there are crazy amounts of squirrels in your driveway. Yeah. Or just like in your road to get here. So many squirrels.
I've never
squirrels.
Seen one roadkill. So they're like, they're advanced squirrels. I think there's advanced life in my neighborhood.
Smart. Survival of the fittest.
Yeah.
Squirrel edition.
And then there's like all the neighbors. So it's like this old neighborhood. So everyone has like 3-foot chain link fences. But I have multiple neighbors who have large dogs that could darn near just step over it. And they've learned that. So the dogs just like run free too.
Yeah. It is
so
pretty fun to watch.
Dog. And the other day, it almost took out Katie. We like stepped out of the garage and the dog flew by. She was like, ah. But he was... It was like a, I think it's a Dalmatian or, and then Cruella de Vil. And then he's chasing a bunny all through the cul-de-sac.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Like, what is happening out here?
It's like a full on like dog race. Yeah. That's what they do at dog races. They have like a fake bunny go around the inside. So maybe there's some sort of like underground, like dog racing ring that's been organized by the dogs and the rabbits.
Kind of traumatizing. There was a little, bunnies, like baby bunnies that showed up in my childhood home. I was maybe like 11, and our dog started, one of the baby bunnies got spooked by our dog, and little baby bunny started taking off, and my dog was trying to hunt down the baby bunny, and we were like, ah!
Not
and
the baby.
And he like kind of got it, my dad's like trying to, he's like, get, drop it, and just watching my dog like shake a baby bunny, I was like, ah!
Did you have dogs growing up? Like a lot of dogs?
Yeah, beagle, just one.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And then died, and they got another, and he died.
Yeah, same.
So, good dogs, they just kind of lay there. It's good. I mean, seriously, he just kind of laid there and I just
tell
enjoyed,
you're a dog lover.
I enjoyed the benefits.
I mean, you know, dogs, they just lay there.
Yeah. I enjoyed the benefits and had put no effort into taking care of it. You know, like put food in his bowl, but my mom like took it to the vet. My mom like had her like daily walk with the dog, you know, mom stuff. And then I was like, I'd like to have a dog. I'm like, oh, can I pay for it and like take care of it? Nah.
Yeah. Kind of wake up. Clean it.
Like, yeah.
Did you have like moles in your like lawn growing up?
Yeah.
Because our dog would go to town, and that was actually pretty fun to watch. Moles. Like he could sniff out, or maybe he was hearing. He's using kind of some sense. This is like an Australian Shepherd mix.
Yeah, they have sonar.
Yeah, oh.
Yeah, like sharks.
So he was Australian Shepherd mixed with like a submarine.
With a great white. Yeah. they call those shepherds the sharks of the plains.
Okay, that actually explains a lot. Mm-hmm. So he was using his sonar, and he would like find where these moles were, and then just start digging. He would like dig at the, which kind of sucked. My dad hated it because there's just holes all over the yard. Yeah. But I was like, hey, when dad's not home, you go for it.
Go for it.
And then you dig up these moles, and he wouldn't kill them. He would just like keep them in his mouth and just like throw them around. Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
It's a good old dog.
Can imagine, your dog and the rabbit having a good time.
Right.
Anyway, chipmunks. That's a great animal to touch because you're never gonna touch them in real life because they're too fast.
No.
You're never going to.
No.
I think my second animal that I'd like to touch would be the Ikrons, I think they're called, in Avatar. The things that they ride Sahelu with the tails.
How many times have you watched this?
I would love to do that with an Ikron.
Wait,
and then like
the,
now he's...
Do the weird tail like lovemaking?
When here's me, here's my Ikron.
The
now we're together.
That was a bizarre point of the movie. How many times have you seen it?
Not that much, honestly.
I remember seeing it once, and I've made a point. I feel like 3 times now, I've been like, ooh, I'm going to watch this again. It's like, this movie is 6 hours long. I'm like, ah. But it's, what, that what, and they're making a second.
That's it's been like 15 years in the making.
Avatar was so ahead of its time, right?
Sure. Oh, absolutely.
Right? Because of the visual effects or something, CGI.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Know.
And it was awesome. And
sonar, I think.
Like I heard New Zealand had shut out, I guess they've tried to like
I read this too.
And shut everything out, but except the crew of Avatar 2 is allowed to like keep doing their thing.
Yeah.
But that's going to be crazy, dude. When is it supposed to come out?
I think next year is the last I saw.
That's one I very rarely get in movies. I hardly ever go to the theater, but that's one I'll really get fired up for.
Yeah. I remember when it first came out, it was one of the first 3D movies I saw it with my high school girlfriend and her parents. Mm. Great memory. And then watched it again I guess like 6 months ago, I bought a new TV on Black Friday and I wanted to see how good it was. So I was like, I'm going to watch Avatar.
Yeah.
Nice. You got to see how good, you know.
Oh, dude, I'm going to freaking watch that.
Mix the Halo with your TV.
How funny is it? It's like you always get awkward in sex scenes with your parents. Did you get awkward with the Sahalu scene?
It's weird. What I think I was holding her hand. I just started holding it a little tighter. Yeah. Sahalu.
Dude, wait, no, not this. Let's hold it. So that's, I didn't remember these names. What's Avatar 2 going to be about? Just the same characters?
I have no idea. Huh. Maybe Jake Sully will be in it again.
I don't
even
remember how it went at all. I just remember being like, I wish I could visit this make-believe place.
And now I want to touch one of them. Yeah. I want to touch one of those scary pterodactyl-looking things.
Great.
Great movie. Great symbolism. Good metaphor.
Wait, what is it symbol? I don't...
You don't remember
it?
All this?
No, I don't really remember it all.
I mean, symbolism. I feel like... Is it for racism? This is just like very surface level, so I don't know. There's probably a lot more. There's probably Avatar fans out there who know way more than me, but I feel like I was pretty clear of like Americans coming, or sorry, like
Native Americans.
Yeah, like us. No, not us. What am I trying to say? White European people coming to America and like taking over the Native Americans' land.
Okay.
Like the Avatar people, you know, they shot bow and arrow. They kind of like they had their tree. They had their land. And then, like, the white people
came in. I forgot there were regular people in the movie.
Yeah, then the regular people came in and just, like, tore it all down because they wanted it. That was what I took away. I was 16 at the time, but so maybe I'm missing the point.
You said, like, us. I had nothing to do with this. Us triplets, we were just dancing and skipping around. Yeah. Okay? And I was too dumb of a big old ugly head to figure anything out. Okay? I was just in the pub. Number three for me. Number three, animals to touch. What animal do I want to touch? This one might be a little off the wall, but Yao Ming.
I'd say.
I want to touch the top of his head.
I would say that qualifies for off the wall.
I want to make sure he's real. I want to make sure he's doing okay. Talk about a big head.
Yeah. Would not be surprised if he's got Kennedy somewhere in his family.
Yeah, his head is shaped like a trapezoid.
Yeah, I wonder how he's doing. Because people that tall don't live that long, I feel like, typically.
Yeah, he was... correct me if I'm wrong. I think I had heard that he was the product of someone coming together in China and being like, hey, this man and this woman are both like very athletically gifted and large. Let's like make them make a child.
I think I was the one who told you that.
Okay.
On Correct Opinions. Oh, okay. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe he's off the air.
A lot of Yao Ming.
We don't really talk.
We talk about Yao Ming at least once a week. So we get it confused.
We love Yao Ming.
He was awesome. Speaking of that, Bryant Big Country Reeves.
Oh, yeah?
You know who that is?
Yeah, Memphis Grizzlies.
Oklahoma State guy. I'm an Oklahoma State guy, so he's kind of like the great of Oklahoma State. Okay. Great story. He was so he's like 7 foot country guy from like Gans or something, like a 80 person farm town.
Sweet.
But I guess. Legendary coach Eddie Sutton like found him and like made him, and people were like, what are you doing with this huge farm kid? And
he's got ticks all over him.
Yeah, he's I mean, he can't eat any red meat at all. And he turned him into this really great player, and there's a documentary coming out. Well, by the time y'all are listening to this, it came out Wednesday, July 1st,
so last night if you're listening to this. Yep. When it comes out,
this is past me. And right now, the present, I probably watched it, so I'm very excited about it.
And did you love it?
I did love it, yes.
That's awesome, yep. Dude. What was your favorite part?
Probably when I learned that he signed a shoe deal with Warner Brothers.
Oh, really?
Warner Brothers tried to get in the shoe game.
Huh.
And their first endorsed athlete was Bryant Big Country Reeves. I couldn't believe that. And now sneakers are a big deal, and I saw like a photo of the originals, and like, sure, back then they were kind of like, but now it's like, oh, those are so cool. They're all retro.
And
like,
yeah, and Bugs Bunny was on the side of
them. Yeah, it says like WB on it. You're like, what is going on? And it has like Big Country. You're like, this is a very confusing product. Bugs Bunny.
Dang. Well, I'll have to check it out since you've already watched it. Yep. That's cool.
Yep.
Yeah, love.
And tall I'm going to watch Avatar 2 on my, you guys probably know this if you follow me really closely. I did a brand deal with Samsung. Great. But the whole thing was like, we want to promote our new TV, and it comes in 65 inch and 75, and you know, and I was kind of like, okay, I'll do, I mean, 75 sounds awesome, but I was like, I don't really have any space for that in my house.
Trey's was also like, before I make a video, I'm gonna need to see it in person. Yeah. I don't even know if I can endorse this unless I have it.
No, but I was kind of like, 75 don't want to fit in my living room. Like, what do I? And they're like, they really, well, they figure like bigger is better for the content stuff. So they want to do 75. Like, is there anywhere you can make it work? So it's in my master bedroom, dude. And every time I'm embarrassed because anytime for whatever reason, I don't know if someone's like, give me a tour of the place, or they pop in because there's like an extra bathroom through, you know, the master bathroom, the walk through, and they're like, holy crap. I'm like, no, I have to explain. I didn't choose this. I was. It's embarrassing, but I'm going to watch Avatar on that thing.
You should.
Oh, man, I'm excited. It's a beautiful TV. I'm going to watch Avatar on this thing.
This TV, it's legitimately, like, obnoxiously large.
I mean, because it's not, it's a decent-sized room, but it's not, the room does not deserve a 75-inch. So, and it's like, and I have a king bed in there.
I would say, it's wider than the bed.
So it's
think
just
about
like
a TV being wider than your bed.
The whole room is the two big bed and the, because I got that hooked up, and the two big TV, and it's just obnoxious. And then honestly, yeah. And so my initial thought, and we're moving to the new house, and my thought was like, we'll put that 75-inch in the living room. I was like, oh, that'll be annoying. So it's going to go down in the basement where it feels a little better to be like, oh, this is kind of like the bro room. It makes sense. That's annoying.
And the people who are going to get invited down to the bro room already know the Samsung thing.
They know the vibe.
Anyway, we're just trying to say we love big TVs Avatar. And big basketball players.
Yes.
If you know what I mean.
All right. Number three for you.
Number three for me. I don't know how I top Yao Ming. I'm trying to think of something. Oh, you know, this is pretty attainable, but I haven't done it, and I just would like to. I want to ride with a dolphin. I don't know how ethical it is. Haven't really looked into it. You have? Tell me.
I have.
Tell me about it.
I faintly remember it. This is where my parents, we joke about this. They get so pissed because they'll be like, I went to Hawaii for kind of a work conference thing last year, and...
You and Katie rode with the dolphins together?
No. I'm just
going to say, if you rode with her before you rode with me.
I'm setting up a story. I also piggybacked Yao Ming. So we went to Hawaii. My parents like, remember, we took you to Hawaii when you were 15. Remember that? And honest, I'm always honest. I'm like, not really. And they're just like, what? I'm like, and all growing up, I was just difficult. It was like, I never wanted to leave like my gaming room. Like, I was just such a bum. So we went swimming with the dolphins. I remember kind of being like, I don't really want to be here. And yeah, you just hold on their fin and the instructor's kind of like, go. And you just, did we do that in Hawaii? I don't remember where we did it, but
sorry
maybe
to doubt
like,
this.
We went to like Florida once or something. But, and it was in like a pool. So it wasn't like out in the ocean. So it was a thing, but you know, it's little and you just kind of hold on and you just, right, it's kind of cool.
That is cool. I would like, ideally though, I've got some sort of breathing apparatus on, and like I'm friends with this dolphin, and I'm like, let's see like how fast you can go. Like we're out in the open ocean, and we're just going full speed, and around then we're zoom, like we're going out of the water together. Like I'm riding him. Like there's a saddle, like it's a dolphin saddle
that I'm
riding.
What's your guess on how fast they go?
56 miles per hour. What's your guess?
Really? My guess. I didn't look yet. My guess is
56 40, is really fast.
40. 37.
Dang it. Good for you, man.
That's flying though. 37. I mean, you ever gone, I mean, in a boat, do you pay attention to how fast it goes?
I feel like when you're like I'm wakeboarding tonight, so I'll pay attention then. But you go like what, 20, 25?
Right.
Yeah.
If you're wakeboarding, probably 20, 25.
Yeah.
If you're like more skiing or slalom skiing, you ever been one who's done that?
Yeah, you go a little faster.
You go like 30, 32, and that it feels like you're moving, right?
Mm-hmm.
I doubt any of us have gone 37 in a boat. That's flying.
You can get that going that fast on a jet ski. So speed. But yeah, imagine like this is not a jet ski handle. This is dolphin ears. Yeah. Do they have ears? I'll put some on them and I'll hang on to those.
Stick some handles on them.
That would be funny if dolphins had ears. They don't have ears. They have sonar.
Yeah.
They don't need them.
They don't.
Yeah, I'd love to ride a dolph full speed.
Nice. Nice.
That's
true. So that
tray.
Concludes our... every week that'll be a 40-minute segment.
How did we do all that with
I don't know.
Just animals?
That was great.
That was great. Something else on my mind, Trey. I saw driving up to your house. There's a store. We've all seen them. It says, We Buy Gold. I think that's the name of the business. Who is that for? What is that for? How are
that's
they in business?
I've never understood.
We Buy Gold?
I don't know. I don't get... Yeah, because you hear of like... rich people or some, I don't know, people who are like they keep like gold bricks in their safe.
Yeah, I liquidated like, my cash into gold.
Right, and I'm like,
why?
I guess that serves a purpose because it's like safe and will always be valuable. But I'm like, why? What makes that valuable? Because you can't go I get why money's valuable because I can go buy things with
like
it.
Like we assign it value, but why does gold have intrinsic value?
Clearly, there's an answer, and we're not.
No, I think there's no answer.
Yeah, those guys are there. They got a sack of nothing, and they don't realize it. Yeah, gold. I don't. I'd love to look. I'll just try to look it up. Actually,
like we buy gold. How are you a business unless your customer is not like King Midas himself, the guy who touched? Wasn't that? Does that ring a bell? King Midas? He had the curse. Everything he touched turned to gold. That would be a great customer to have if we buy gold.
Yeah. Why is gold? Why do we value gold?
I wonder. I might go in there just out of curiosity. We buy gold. So I go in there with... Oh, no. I would need to have gold. Sorry. I'm thinking about this right now. And then they give me what? They give me like an old bike or they give me money?
I actually tried to. I was in a fraternity. That, you know, some people do that life and they're like really into it, right? Like I know people who are in, they're into it for years afterward. And like my dad was, he's not so much in it, but like he still pays attention to what he was in, or like he'll like, you know, give him $100 here and there or something, because they're always hitting up people like, we need money. And my mom's like, you got another letter from your fraternity. I was like, okay, I'll make sure like we don't get any more of those. She's like, what? You should send them a little money. I was like, I literally will never send them a dollar. She's like, what? I'm like, kids don't have water. I'm not worried if Bradley the Third has his gold pendant. So they give you like a pin or whatever when you get it. And I guess I'd heard rumors that, which I guess. Was I guess within your fees, like you get that or something? But I'd heard rumors that it's like pretty valuable, that because it looks like gold and diamond. I think we assumed it's fake, but I'd heard rumors like maybe it's not. So I took it to a pawn shop.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And the guy was like, the diamond was fake, but he said this is a little bit of real gold. And then he's like, what do you want for it? And then I realized I was very unprepared. I was like, oh. So
what do you think?
Yeah, what you tell me, and make it fair. But I. I think I ended up like trying to do the research and going to get like $50 for it, but that's I guess bad. They melted it down, or I don't know what they would have done with it. But
I would love to just walk in one day with just like a Ziploc baggie of just gold liquid slosh around. Went ahead and melted some gold down for you. Don't need to look into it, just trust me, this is 8 ounces of pure gold.
Yep.
I just don't know how they stay in business. There's actually a lot of business. Midwest Title Loans, Payday Loans, Cash Advance Now. I'm very interested in the business model of these places. And how are you around? Who's using you?
So here's an argument of why gold's valuable based on the periodic table of elements. You forget gold is a element.
AU.
So they're saying, you know.
Trivia.
What, you know, chemically, it barely reacts with any other element. Yet, out of all the 118 elements, it's the one we've gravitated to for currency. And this guy's kind of like, well, you've got the gases and the halogens. Obviously, that can't really be currency. The liquid ones obviously can't be currency. The alkaline metals and earths are just too reactive. People might remember dropping sodium or potassium in a dish of water. It fizzes around and goes pop, and explosive currency just isn't a good idea. Similar argument to other radioactive type things that could be harmful. So it goes to uranium and plutonium and stuff. Then there's the rare earths, most of which are actually less rare than gold.
That's probably why like iron isn't valuable, because it's super easy to find.
Yeah, that leaves us with the middle area of the periodic table, the transition and post-transition metals, aluminum, copper, lead, silver. You realize these have drawbacks. We got some very tough and durable elements on the left-hand side, titanium and zirconium. They are very hard to melt. Aluminum is very hard to extract. Iron, in theory, it looks good for currency. The problem is it rusts. We can rule out lead and copper on similar reasons because of corrosion. So what's left? So now this is a fantastic article.
This is easy.
Isn't this interesting?
Yes, it breaks it down very easily.
So now we're down to 8 contenders. Platinum, palladium, rhodium, iridium.
Potassium?
Osmium, ruthenium. Gold and silver.
Dang, I wanted potassium.
These are known as the noble metals because they stand apart, barely reacting with other elements. They're also pretty rare. Even if iron didn't rust, it wouldn't make for good money because there's too much of it.
Hey.
Yep. You got it. with the noble metals except with all the noble metals except silver and gold, you have the opposite problem. They're so rare that you would have to cast some very tiny coins. They are also hard to extract. That leaves silver and gold. Both are scarce but not impossibly rare. Both have a relatively low melting point and therefore easy to turn in golds into coins and jewelry.
So
it's not necessarily, you guys learned something.
Yeah, it's not that gold has anything. It's that it doesn't have bad qualities.
Right. It's like it just makes the most sense.
Okay. It like lasts for a while.
Interesting.
We don't need to get too into this.
But we don't use it for currency anymore. But we still do, I guess.
That's the weird thing, too. It seems like dated. Like back in the day, it was valuable.
We still do.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You notice what was not on that list was that's like not on the periodic table either. It's like diamonds. This is a whole like, not even conspiracy theory. It's just like a messed up thing. It's
sand or something.
Well, it's just like a human get like.
It's marketing.
Like we told. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Like we have given it value. And it's, yep. Diamonds are basically only, like I said, I don't get into this too much, but diamonds are basically only valuable in America.
Yep.
Like exactly. We have engagement rings. Yeah, they're not rare. Millions of them. And like all these diamond mines in like South Africa and all over. Like in America, diamonds are seen as valuable and great, but they're not.
Mm-hmm. And what is diamond? It's not an element. Is it just like pressurized rock or something like that?
That seems like a great answer. I don't know, but that feels right. Either way, so.
Yeah, I did learn that. It makes it very annoying for us. We have to spend a lot of money on diamonds.
I'm trying to find a girl someday that like just is down with this whole diamonds aren't valuable thing.
The diamonds and weddings just playing on girls' emotions.
It really worked. It was a marketing company who worked for diamond distributors. They were the ones who came up with the campaign, A Diamond Lasts Forever, and a diamond is a girl's best friend. Mm. Like, they made that in, like, the, I want to say, like, 30s or 40s. Like, it hasn't been that long that diamonds have been seen as valuable.
It's carbon. Solid form of carbon.
That seems so simple.
Yeah.
Yeah, carbon in the air.
Gosh, dang it! It caused me to buy a freaking diamond.
Well, this podcast started really funny, and then it got really educational.
Yeah, so get a touch Yao Ming and buy him a diamond. Ripped off.
Yeah, now if you see Brian Reeves, you get him gold, though.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Brother.
We buy gold.
Episode 8 in the books. I don't know if we have any updates that we gave them all. Do Less Guest podcast is moving along. We're hoping to launch that in the coming weeks, announce the live stream in the coming weeks. We are, I was just texting my guy today, so I've probably already told you if you're listening to this on July 2nd, but if you're listening to this on July 2nd, please remind me to tell my mom happy birthday. It is her birthday.
Thank you. Good.
And dude, my mom texts me on every person's birthday. It's your cousin's birthday.
Yeah, my mom does that too. Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't have to worry about it. So hers, I set like 6 reminders. I'm like, oh my God, no one's going to remind me of this. So do less guests. Just shoot me a note if you're listening to this. July 2nd.
Helpful.
That's helpful. Now I got no alarms needed. I'm good.
Good.
But we're selling Do Less God Bless masks. That's happening.
All right.
And some tanks and some women's tanks.
Ooh.
Like a lot for a long time, the ladies have wanted some like female specific, so we got you.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. So I think that's it for now. And then we're maybe making moves on a Middle School Maddox Christmas movie. That's the newest.
Ayo. Update. Yeah.
Things are changing constantly. So that we might try to throw together a movie for this Christmas.
By this Christmas.
So yeah, it's funny, we have all these ideas and it's like, oh, can we do them all?
While doing a tour.
Probably so, because it seems like, sadly, I don't know if this tour is going to happen.
Then again, yeah. Corona's
coming back. So I guess we don't know yet, but.
We don't know anything.
If we postpone, we postpone.
But I know
very
that
sad.
We're going to watch Avatar soon.
Yeah. That's all I need right now. Some tail touching.
Yeah. Hope you guys have a good week. I hope you make Sahelu in your own lives with the things that make you happy.
That's a great way to end.
Here's happiness. Join together. Your tail and theirs.
So long.